Welcome to our discussion of the Daf Yomi issues, Brachot 4b. The issue is Kaddish at Maariv, Kaddish during Maariv, right before Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara discusses that Rabbi Yochanan takes the position that you should be Somech Gula at Tfila at Arvis, that you should put the Shema and its blessings next to the Shmoneh Esrei, prior to the Shmoneh Esrei in Maariv, just as we do at Shachrit. And he says it brings you to Olam Haba, to the next world. Rabbi Shubin Levi says, Tzilas be'emtza tiknum. No, you should have Shema in the morning, as soon as you wake up, with its blessings. Shema in the evening, right before you go to sleep. And in the middle, you should have Shmoneh Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. And therefore, the Maariv Shmoneh Esrei would be before the Shema and its blessings. And the blessing of Geula, Gaal Yisrael, who redeems Israel, would be after Shmoneh Esrei, not before. What's the reasoning, says the Gemara, on 4b, Dalet Amud Beis? Because the question is, when is Geula? When was the Geula? Was it, if it was in the mornings, then why should we have the redemption discussed in the evening next to our prayers? Or some of the redemption was at night, so it's good enough. We were told to go out at night. Or is the question, how do you make the evening parallel to the morning? Do you make it parallel to the morning by having the geula before the tefillah, or do you make it parallel by saying that both in the morning and the evening, the Shema should be next to your bed, next to the sleeping? You get up and you say Shema, you go to sleep. The two should be next to each other. But then the question, Tosfos asks the question, well, wait a second. If we're supposed to put geula, the blessing of geula, next to tefillah, why do we have Baruch Hashem l'olam amen v'amen? The Gemara asks the same question about Hashkivenu. Why is there a second blessing after the Shmoneh Esrei in the evening? If we're trying to put Geula next to Tefillah, we shouldn't have that extra blessing called Hashkivenu, asking God to go to sleep properly, safely. So the Gemara's answer is, it's since the rabbis instituted the second blessing, it's like a Geula Arichta. The rabbis said there should be a lengthening of the redemption blessing to include a prayer for a safe evening. So too, Tosfot suggests that this prayer called Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, that long prayer with the 18 verses instituted for safety reasons, that blessing is also, since the rabbis instituted it later on, therefore it's also like a Geula Arichta, it's a continuation of the Geula. One might argue that it's actually a substitute for Tefillah, and therefore it is next to Tefillah. The Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen has 18 blessings, it's in lieu of the Amida. And therefore, it is next to the Geula blessing. That might be a suggestion I would like to suggest. Now, then the question is, why Kaddish? If you ask, what is Chatzi Kaddish? Chatzi Kaddish usually interrupts different sections of the prayers. In the morning, the Psuke de Zimra is interrupted by the Psuke de Zimra, the morning psalms, and the blessings before the Shema are interrupted by a Chatzi Kaddish, a half Kaddish, to sort of take us from stage one to stage two. In the after the Tachanun, we go from the Tachanun to the Uval Etzion, we say a half a Kaddish. We finish the Torah reading, we say a half Kaddish to break it up before you get to the Haftorah, or after the Torah reading is over. It's an interrupter. Why would you put an interrupter in between Baruch Hashem Olam Amen, Hashkivenu, Gaal Yisrael, all those blessings after the Shema in the evening? Why would you put a Kaddish, a Chatzi Kaddish, in between, as if you wanted to interrupt? What's going on? So the Rabbamram Gaon says, what do you mean? It's obvious that lo bein el mesach gula tefila. This is clear that we're trying to make a very clear statement. We're not trying to put Geula, the redemption blessing, next to the Amida, because at night you don't have to. And we're taking the position that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Here Rav Amram makes a little jump. He claims that the debate later on, in the fourth chapter, as to whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus, whether we have to daven Maariv, or we just have an option of davening the Maariv Shmoneh Esrei, is that question related to this question? And the Gemara actually connects them. That if you have to put Geula next to Tfilah, that means that every night you have to say that tefillah, you have to say Maariv, and that seems to imply that Maariv is a chova. And Rabbi Yochanan takes the position that Maariv is a chova. is an obligation. And if you say that you don't have to put the two together, that fits well with the notion that you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei, so you could just not have the Amidah altogether, and therefore Geula would not be next to Tefillah. The Tosfos says, no, we could actually take the position that we have a Kaddish there anyway, but it's not that we hold that you he says you could take the position that you're supposed to put Geula next to Tefillah, because after all, we want to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan says that our Ma'ariv is an obligation, then we're against Rabbi Yochanan because we say Ma'ariv is only optional. And yet, we want to put Geula next to Tefillah. So we have to disconnect these two issues. The Tosfos says we could hold like Rabbi Yochanan that we have to put Geula next to Tefillah. We could also hold that Ma'ariv is optional. Now, the question is, how can those two ideas coexist? If you don't have to daven Ma'ariv, then obviously sometimes you're not going to put Geula next to Tefillah. And also, if you're trying to put Geula next to Tefillah, then why would you put a Kaddish in between? So I'd like to make the following suggestion based on some ideas for Rabbi Salvechik, Rabbi Yosef Dov Salvechik, and to connect them to answer this question. What is a Chatzi Kaddish? Chatzi Kaddish says, let's galvanize the congregation together. Let's everyone, I'm going to say, may God's name be praised, and everyone says, amen. We're joining in together. May God's name be great. May God's name be great. We all join together. Yehishmi Rava, we join together in affirming God's greatness, and that forges us as a congregation. But when you start Mincha, in what sense are these 10 Jews getting together to say Mincha together? You know why? What do you mean? They're just 10 guys who got together standing in the same room. What makes them united? They're davening privately together. Privately? How does private Shmoneh Esrei unite one to another? The answer is, we start over with the Chatzi Kaddish. The Chatzi Kaddish galvanizes us as a praying congregation, a congregation that's in community with each other, where they're answering one against the other. So, in order to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, says Rabbi Salvechik, to have the Birchos Kriyat Shema, the blessings before the Shema, in community, and after all, we're going to say Kedusha there, we want to have community. So we say the Kaddish before the blessings, before the Shema. And among the Nusach Sfar, we say it before the Ma'ariv as well. We galvanize the congregation. Or we say Baruch Hu has the same effect. We galvanize the congregation. We're going to say this Kriyas HaTorah, this Torah reading together. We're going to say the blessings of the Shema, the Shachris, the Ma'ariv. We're going to say it together. And Baruch Hu, by responsive Baruch Hu, we ask God to be praised, and everyone blesses God. It puts us in congregation with each other. So in the morning, the Kaddish and Baruch Hu puts us in community, and that communal relationship lingers through the blessings before and after the Shema, and all the way into the Amidah. When we say our private Amidah in the morning for Shacharis, we are united as a congregation. It's considered communal prayer, Tefillah Bitzibur, in the sense that we already galvanize ourselves together in Kaddish and Baruch Hu. However, at night, since we hold the Tefillah Arvis Rishus, since theoretically there might not be a connection between Geula and Tefillah, since theoretically we could stop right there, say the Shema, say the blessings, and go home. So therefore, what makes the Amidah a communal Amidah? And especially since we're not going to have a repetition of the Amidah, we're not going to have a communal Amidah. Tefillah's Hatzibur, the congregation, the Chazaras Hashatz, the congregational Amidah is non-existent in the evening. Therefore, what's going to galvanize us together and say that this Amidah is indeed a communal Amidah? The answer is Kaddish. We have to have Kaddish beforehand to galvanize us as a congregation to say this is a Tzibur, this is a congregation, and we need to unite the congregation so that we can be considered to be having a congregation together. So, you can want to put Geula next to Tefillah, yes, but you need that Kaddish in order to make the Tefillah a Tefillah B'tzibur, this private Amidah, this standalone private Amidah, which has no communal Amidah, no communal aspect at all. It needs that Kaddish to galvanize it as a congregational Amidah. So that's our position. On the one hand, we shouldn't talk between Geula and Tefillah. We shouldn't interrupt with unnecessary interruptions. But we do allow ourselves that Kaddish because we need that Kaddish, because we need to galvanize the congregation as so it can be indeed communal prayer. So then we mentioned the following. There's a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reuben Levi as to whether you need to put Geula next to Tefillah in the evening. Some, like the Rabbeinu Rav Amram Gaon, links this to the question of whether Tefillah is Avris Reshus, whether Tefillah is obligatory or not. Tosfos disconnects these two questions and believes that even Rabbi Yochanan could take the position that Tefillah is Avris is not an obligation, it's Reshus. Tosfos wonders about Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, the long blessing. What's that doing there? And he says, it's part of the institution of the blessings after the Shema, Geula Arichta. And then he wonders about Kaddish. The Rav Amram says it's proof that we do not have to put the evening the Geula next to Tefillah in the evening. We don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos tries to maintain the idea that we still, despite that Kaddish, we still maintain the position of Geula next to Tefillah. And it's also part of that long Geula. I try to explain, based on Rabbi Salvechik, why that Kaddish is necessary, even though we're trying to keep the Geula next to the Tefillah. As to why Geula needs to be next to Tefillah, I have a separate discussion of that. Rabbi Ezra Bick, in his book about Tefillah, begins with that. Look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, who has two explanations as why it's important to have Geula next to Tefillah. Thank you.